Robots will probably take some of your job, but will they take all of it? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. All this week, David has been traveling through the Midwest looking for American jobs that can stand up to the rise of the machines in the workplace. Some economists see that trend as a bigger force than trade these days. Robot-proof jobs is the name of the project. It's about the opportunities and challenges posed by all these machines and software. Here's David from the road.
This happened toward the beginning of my road trip on a highway ramp in western Pennsylvania. We needed a human in the booth to get change for the toll.
They are going to be a machine soon.
Oh, no.
They'll do it because everybody else is.
It also happens at another toll booth that day, then at a third. When you hear that bridges and tunnels are going cashless, it's a euphemism for humanless.
It's all right. It was a good job while it lasted. I know.
Hang in there, sir.
The lead author of a McKinsey Global Institute study we're relying on for this road trip this week told me that just 5% of jobs are ones like these that can be automated away in their entirety. But for most jobs in America, it's just portions that can be automated. This is important to understand when calculating which careers get conquered by machines and which still thrive. I've now driven through 4 states into a 5th, looking for these robot-proof jobs.
This is WBEZ HD Chicago 91.5.
And I found another robot-proof job, letter O, letter T.
My name is Kay McGee.
McGee is an occupational therapist at the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System. OTs help people get back skills after an illness or an injury.
The whole goal of occupational therapy is to help people be as participatory, as independent as possible in their everyday activities, whatever is most important to them. So we're really looking at enhancing quality of life, but also safety and independence.
It could be eating or typing or relearning public transit, for example. One 20-something patient with a brain injury wanted to help get back 2 skills right away, tying a ponytail or shoes one-handed. Mm-hmm. McGee shows me.
Yep, and there's where you use that movement between the loops.
She uses tech. The shoe tying strategy came from YouTube, but the center of McGee's job is listening, teaching, and teamwork.
We would need to really understand what someone's looking for from us.
You don't want to just set them up in front of a touchscreen, have them press a couple buttons, and find out that way?
If you've just had a stroke and you're trying to figure out how to get to the bathroom by yourself, or you're a new parent whose child isn't able to feed, a touchscreen may not be the best choice. It may not be responsive enough or prepared for your emotional reaction if you're talking about end-of-life goals or new vision loss.
Here's my colleague, producer Katie Long, the keeper of the McKinsey data on this trip.
Just 25% of an OT's work could be done by machine or software. Pretty low. Average pay, $77,000 a year.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects the country will need 27,000 more robot-proof OTs by the time a high school freshman now gets out of college. Tomorrow, we wrap up the road trip with what some argue is the best robot-proof job of them all. On the road, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
Head over to marketplace.org/robotproof to see which jobs are the most and least vulnerable to automation. One that caught my eye, apparently astronomers are pretty robot-proof. Also, check out our podcast on all this in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed. Now, let's do the numbers. Asian markets closed mixed this morning. The Nikkei in Japan ended down almost 0.7%, about 125 points. The Shanghai Composite Index closed up slightly, about 51 points, less than 0.1%. President Trump is moving the markets this morning. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, he said, among other things, that he thinks the dollar is too strong. That sent the dollar down sharply against other currencies earlier, but now it seems to have recovered. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down this morning, and in Europe, the FTSE in London is down about 0.6%. Today is a big day for bank earnings. Just minutes ago, J.P. Morgan Chase reported profits that beat analyst expectations. Wells Fargo and Citigroup earnings are also expected this morning. These numbers are a closely watched metric of how the economy is doing, and today, analysts are going to be paying close attention to consumer and commercial lending. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
Total bank lending this year is up 3.8% over last year,
which is the slowest pace of growth we've seen in years.
Bob Ramsey is an analyst with FBR Capital Markets. He says the slowdown is surprising. Consumer confidence is high, unemployment is low, but people feel uncertain.
They don't know where their tax rates are going to go. They don't know where their health costs are going to go. So people just aren't quite yet ready to borrow.
As for companies, they may be looking for money in different places, says Kathy Seifer, an analyst with CFRA Research.
I.e., floating a bond issue instead of drawing down a line of credit or seeking a bank loan. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
She says reduced lending could also be tied to energy companies that have eased up on borrowing. Whatever the case, Seifert says the recovery isn't
in a smooth upward slope, and there are somewhat, you know, fits and starts.
And she says even at its slower rate, lending is growing faster than the economy. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
There was quite a bit of economic news in that Wall Street Journal interview with President Trump. The president backed off from a campaign promise to label China a currency manipulator, saying it would harm negotiations on North Korea. Trump also said he'd be open to renominating Fed Chair Janet Yellen once her term expires. On health care, President Trump contradicted his own budget director, with Trump saying he would push for a deal on health care before tackling tax reform. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.